State Defense Attorney Alec Mchade Ama told the court that his clients had no case to answer. He charged that the activist had been severely beaten by officers at the Harare Central Police Station, while some HIV-positive members of the group were denied permission to take antiretroviral drugs while held by police. Mchade Ama called former Highfield legislator Munyaradzi Gwisai to the witness stand. Gwisai said he and others were assaulted by the police during interrogation in an effort to force him and others to admit they had resolved to try to remove the constitutional government of Zimbabwe through Egyptian-style protests. Gwisai said the police who beat him were filming the process and accused him of having declared, quote, Abasha Mugabe, referring to President Robert Mugabe during the Saturday meeting. He said he had made no such declaration. Gwisai described the beatings as seditious and a tragedy for the country. Gwisai said that as a result of the assault, he found it hard to work. Gwisai said those present at the meeting agreed that there was nothing wrong with people protesting in a peaceful way, adding that lessons that could be drawn from the Egyptian and Tunisian revolutions were that people should enjoy fundamental freedoms of expression and assembly. He said this should be the norm in a democratic society, adding that freedom of expression and association were being curtailed by the colonial government, hence the decision by thousands of people to take up arms. Gwisai, who did not recognize God in taking his oath, said he was a communist and in testimony said capitalism was rampant in Africa and the world, so socialism was the way forward. Gwisai said the accused did not commit the alleged offenses, though the meeting noted that national economy had deteriorated. Gwisai said the accused did not commit the alleged offenses, though the meeting noted that the national economy had deteriorated. State Counsel Ed Monya Zamba said the prosecution was not ready to examine Gwisai and asked for more time to prepare. Magistrate Munamato Mutevezi ordered the accused to be treated immediately by prison doctors. He said they would be allowed access to medical practitioners of their choice if they were not treated by Monday, when the hearing is expected to resume. The treason charge brought against the 45 activists could carry the death penalty. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.